you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, before we start today's show, I got to tell you about this incredible new podcast that is not on Gas Digital. It's called Quantum Week. It's a podcast where they take a random week and review the popular movies and music from that time. If you guys like nostalgia, if you like comedy podcasts, if you guys are big movie and music fans, this is a great listen. It really is. They've covered movies like Top Gun, Fight Club, Pulp Fiction, as well as songs by the Black Keys and Eminem. These guys are big fans of the Gas Digital Network and reach out to us and see if we can help expose them to some of our audience. And they really are a really great group of guys that do a great show. They might love or hate your favorite movie, but unlike some other pop culture podcasts, they're always going to be honest. So right now you can download and subscribe to Quantum Week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere that you download podcasts. So go do it right now. Quantum Week, everywhere you find pods.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Morning, cunts. It's the Real Arse Podcast with Louis J. Gomez,
Karen Feehan,
with special guests Colin Terrell
and Katie Boyle.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
I don't know what happened. Oh, did I not tell Karen? Did I not tell you Karen was coming in?
You're a fucking cunt.
Everyone be cool. Everyone shut the fuck up and be cool. Zach's not here. Joey, you got to recut that intro for the version that stays out on the web with Karen as the co-host. See, Karen, see how I take care of you? Stop being all sad and fucking whiny, okay? Jesus fucking Christ, you're here.
I texted Shanna that I was running a little late, and she's like, I didn't know you were coming, bitch.
I'm surprised they put together that intro.
That's pretty good.
I'm very surprised. It's a Real Arse podcast. And it's a very Irish. That's my Irish impression.
Is it?
It's not.
Okay.
It's not bad.
It's not the worst I've heard.
I know. I was like, it sounds like me drunk.
So here's the deal. We have a great show for you guys today. It is 420. It is an Irish celebration that we're doing a special 420 Irish celebration. So, you know, we're going to be fucking, we're getting drunk and stoned. That's what it is, guys. It's a super day. So get them beers, get them weed right now.
Is anyone drinking here?
Yes, everyone's drinking.
No.
You're not drinking. She's.
I'm not drinking.
No.
I'm personally not she's drinking. You guys are all drinking, though.
Thank you.
That's the whole thing.
I'm also an alcoholic.
Are you?
So I'm not drinking either.
He's taking a couple weeks off, right?
Yeah, I got to shed some pounds.
Oh, it's just to shed some weight?
Yeah.
Just so he can fit in an in-ground pool.
The problem is, you do, Colm, you look. When you see, you're like, oh, Colm's a thin, tall guy.
No, I don't.
And then you touch him. And you realize how thick he is. It's He's a thick man.
Memory foam.
Yeah, he looks.
Oh, the internet went down or something.
What happened there? Shannon, what the fuck was that? Why isn't, there we go.
That's all right.
All right.
Look, we have a great, and Katie, you don't drink?
Like two on the weekend.
Give her a drink.
No.
Christ almighty, give her some tequila.
No, forget her. I got really, really drunk really quickly, so.
Really? Yeah. Yes!
Yeah. I have things to do.
Yeah, she has to get to Irish step dancing after this.
I've never smoked weed. I did in Amsterdam once, but yeah, I don't smoke weed.
You got to pick one. You got to pick your poison.
You got to pick one.
Katie, no. I'll get high. I'll get high right now. I'll get high with you.
No.
You got to pick
Lewis
your poison.
Lewis is already high. Lewis,
I have whiskey in here.
You do not. You're a liar. I believe that. I believe
so
that's coffee.
Cute.
She is adorable.
I don't understand. So why is this? Why did you make an Irish? Is it just happened that we're on the same show and then you decided to like?
Yes.
Oh, this was on purpose.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, it's an Irish team.
Yeah. You know, it's called making chicken salad out of chicken shit. Colm,
okay.
Maybe you fucking learn the business.
Okay? No, this is retarded.
I look
it's
at it.
It's so dumb. It's
the 420 Irish celebration. It's the fucking greatest show on earth.
No, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, but is weed legal in Ireland now?
No.
Oh, never mind.
You know, I'm back for once, and then here we go. Here we are.
This is a great episode.
This is a great episode so far.
Yeah.
Look, we have a great show planned today. Let's get into introducing our guests. You guys know him from his podcast, The Wizard of Pod. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Colm Turrell.
Woohoo! What's up?
What's up, kid?
I'm great.
You got to do like an Irish jiggy thing after I introduce each one of them, please. For the love of God, where's my production team today? You know,
it's not.
Hurdy gurdy, hurdy hurdy. Oh my God, hit me! That's what they do in Ireland. Ha! Back in their wives.
Do no? they hit them? Do they hit their wives in Ireland?
The women hit the men.
Yeah. Do the guys hit back though?
No.
But we like smash the walls and stuff.
Yeah, they throw plates and stuff. Yeah. Or they like punch beside your head in the wall.
Oh, see, I've never done that, but that is a fucking solid move because that's not breaking any rules.
Have you ever, smash some furniture? Do you ever smash some furniture the size and weight of your girlfriend and let them know, you know, this... My dad would have buried you. You're lucky I'm not my father.
I have voodoo dolls, and I just snap their heads off their bodies in front of them. I never punched the wall beside your head, you lying whore.
You would slam doors so hard that the whole framework would shake. It was scary.
I slammed doors. That's the big abuse that Karen Fian had to deal with.
You threw my phone at a wall. You broke my phone.
Because you were being a whore.
I was. Yeah. I sure was.
You were being a whore. Hey, you're lucky that's all I did was throw your stupid phone at the wall.
I was being a whore. I was acting outside of our relationship, and you never did. Shut up.
Yeah, but I'm a guy.
I'm a guy's
girl. I'm a guy's girl. You are a guy type girl. You're right. I should have expected
whore.
It. Yeah, that's really what it is.
It's a euphemism for whore.
Nice. Also, you guys know her from the Shift podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, back on the show. Very happy to have Katie Boyle. Yeah.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this. I've never sexually harassed Katie Boyle, I don't think, but today's the day. Give her some weed and alcohol.
Flying her full of
the 420 Ireland show is the one that we get inside of Katie Boyle pants. Oh, yeah.
This is like elaborate, dumb theme just to fucking fuck Katie.
Just to get inside of
Katie. How do I get Katie drunk in the morning?
I bet Katie's got a huge bush. We're going to get into that and more, but first I want to introduce...
It's neatly trimmed.
The co-host for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from her podcast, Only Feehans, available everywhere you get podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Karen Feehan.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for the last minute booking. And
it was fun.
It was fun.
It was an Irish theme. So hold on. Yeah. Yes, they were randomly booked. And I was like, cool, Shannon, we'll do an Irish 420 show. That's fun. And then I saw Karen. I was like, Karen's Irish and she's great on podcasts. So let me invite her as well.
And she's got nothing to do on a Tuesday morning.
That is also true.
Here I am.
Here you are.
Happy to be here.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Erin go bra.
Erin go bra.
That's an Irish saying.
Erin go bra.
Long live the Irish, I think.
Erin go bra.
Let's check with them.
Erin Brockovich?
I did not know what that meant.
Yeah, it means like long live Ireland or something like that, doesn't it? But we don't say it in
Ireland. Who's the best Irish one here?
It's an Irish-American.
We should test.
Ireland till the end of time.
Irish Joey, you're not really Irish.
See, it would make sense if we said that in Ireland.
But that's like a dumb Boston. That's like a Massachusetts.
Yeah, go Sox. Woohoo.
Yeah, that's like, fuck, yeah, you're right. And he is from Boston, too. He's not even really Irish. He's like Dutch or some shit.
Who?
Irish Joey.
Oh.
He calls himself Irish Joey. That's how insecure he is about his... that's like if I call myself Big Dick Lewis.
You call yourself the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake?
Kildare Katie.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Nobody knows where that is.
Kildare Katie?
That's where I'm from.
You also look like you and Joey could be brother and sister. You have very similar hair. Show your hair, Joey. Look at that. They nailed that, guys. Look at this bit that I just did.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I feel like you guys would both fit in those like medieval times like fights. Mm. Those like fake fights that they have.
And we talked about me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You could be like a fair.
Katie looked genuinely offended. How funny would it be if Katie just beat the shit out of Karen right now?
No, I love Karen. I was just confused. That's my confused fight.
Who would win in a fight, you or Karen?
Karen. We all know. Like, she'll like whip out a scissors and stab me in the eye.
Yeah, she's trash. You're right. Yeah, Karen is a fucking
ghetto bitch. I do always have a
switchblade
on me.
You're right.
She does carry scissors in her pocket. She loves arts and crafts.
Yeah.
You not a fighter, Katie?
No.
Because Karen's not a fighter either. She's a little punk.
What are you talking about?
Karen, you can fight?
Yeah, you've held me. You weigh three times as much as me. I can't fight you.
Two and a half. And that I'm not talking about fighting a man. I'm talking about fighting a woman. Have you ever been to a fight, Karen?
I got drug out of a bar once because I was fighting with these girls. But they caught me in the bathroom line. And then they called me anorexic. To be fair, I was pretty anorexic at that time.
And you were trying to puke in the bathroom.
I might have been. I was trying to do blow like a good anorexic.
And then they jumped you?
Yeah, there's two of them. One of them shut the bathroom door on my arm and then
So you couldn't leave?
Yeah.
What? That's awesome. Yeah.
And then...
These bitches rule.
I got out, though. And then I remember... The next thing I remember, the bouncer was holding me by the elbows, pulling me, and my like feet were up.
Jesus.
And my brother was
He was fucking you.
I know. I think we were having sex. Well, yeah. My brother was there. He was like, what?
What is going on?
What are you doing?
How hammered are you? Yeah. What about you, Katie? Have you ever been to a fight?
No. One time, girls outside of church tried to beat me up, and they were like, oh, we can't do it in front of the church. Let's go across the street. And then I just didn't go across the street, so they didn't beat me up.
Good one. See?
I just stayed outside the church.
You were like...
I was like, I'll just stay here.
They wanted to jump you. How old were you?
Like 12.
Oh, wow. And what was the reason?
I was looking at her shoes, and I was thinking that they're nice, but she was like, what are you looking at?
Oh, boy.
So they have black people in Ireland.
I was going to say, that sounds like such a Puerto Rican. Get the fuck out of here.
Are you kidding me? I was not expecting that.
Why are you looking at my
shoes? They're from his county, Dublin.
Are there a lot of black people in Dublin?
No, not in my neighborhood, but there is, yeah.
We've done our job.
Wait, they were white.
They were white people.
Yeah.
But they were like trash.
Yeah, they're like Colm.
Is Colm trash?
Colm's trash.
I can't differentiate the difference between
you
the Ireland.
You can't? She has such an elevated way of speaking, and he's, you know.
I'm like a little above trash, but he's trash.
Why do you think they call him trash? Give us reasons.
Because of his accent. You can tell the difference. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what's the story? It's like a little higher.
Okay, so all right, we got to have them say
bringing
this.
Up accents now?
You got to have them say the same thing.
Talk about accents?
See, he's like, it just sounds like he's angry. It's like he talks like
that's
that.
That's when I'm talking
to
you.
Sound like that so you don't get beaten up.
Because I'm listening to your
horseshit. Because this is a
rougher
area.
I love it.
Say horseshit, Katie.
Horseshit.
Say horseshit, Colin.
Horseshit.
Yeah, he doesn't pronounce his T's. That's a very lazy, garbagey way to be.
Yeah,
right.
Like you do tree. Like, do you say tree instead of the number three?
Yeah, I do.
Try.
I say tree too.
Try.
Oh. 1, 2, 3.
I say money a little bit above him. Not that much.
So how does a proper Irish person say three?
The way we just said it.
Oh, they still say
tree.
It like that.
Like a tree. Yeah. A Christmas tree.
Okay. But if you're like.
Tree Christmas trees.
They're so dumb. I love it.
Tree Christmas trees.
No.
Tree trees.
I think Jamaicans sound like us too. There's some sort of Black Island that also talks like us.
It is Jamaica because we say Bert and they say Bert.
Sometimes they go, you sound like my grandma. I'm like, oh, just give me the fucking meal, dude. I don't.
Give me the meal.
You sound like my auntie from the islands.
All right, maybe it's like a West Indies thing.
Maybe.
No, it's because a lot of Irish people were shipped over there to work.
Oh.
So that's why there's like.
Yeah, the Irish are slaves too.
Oh my God.
Come on, respect. No. Where's our.
No, stop it, Colm, please.
Katie said it.
I didn't say that.
The Irish are slaves.
Indentured servants.
We just
that's why there's some.
We don't bring it up. Right, Katie?
Indentured servants.
It's not in our DNA.
Were the Irish really slaves?
Yeah. But we.
You don't. But you're fuck it, whatever.
We worked our way up to middle management.
Welcome to life. But the blacks and the Jews, they're holding on to their slavery.
Yeah, the Jews don't count, though. That was Egypt.
Why doesn't that count?
It's just too long. It's just like, you know.
Enough time has passed.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? It was like 1940-something Hitler. What?
He's talking about the Hebrew slaves, and you're talking about the Holocaust, which we can get into.
You know, it's fine to be still mad about that.
Sure,
that was just a little while ago.
Are we talking about fantastical events today on the show?
Yeah, magic. Yeah.
Everybody's literally mad about everything.
There's a Holocaust museum.
Game of Thrones.
Irish people call the Holocaust black magic.
The Land Before Time. There's a lot of fantastical events that have happened. No.
Oh, I didn't know what fantastical meant.
Yeah.
Oh,
like fantasy.
Oh,
we're denying
like fantastic.
The Holocaust, Katie.
Oh, no, that happened.
From follow this point along.
Wait. Forward. Fantastical means fantasy?
I always thought I just said like fantastic, yeah. Right.
Hold on. Does fantastical mean fantastic or does it mean fantasy?
It does not mean, no, it does not.
I think it means fantasy.
Fantastic
means fantastic.
Great.
Yeah, it means dope.
Right.
What up? Fantastic Four.
You're saying, man, this is very, very dope.
If they were the Fantastical Four.
Holocaust?
I'm saying the Holocaust was very dope.
when four of the greatest minds get together in a room.
When Katie says it, so you're saying the Holocaust was fantastic?
Look, fantastical. When I use it correctly. Look at that. Oh, Shannon's so upset that I use it correctly. Strange, wow. Weird, or fanciful in appearance, conception, or created in the mind.
The definition of fantastic, though.
The fantastic is dope.
Fantastic probably has changed slightly.
You think fantastic is originated as a fantasy sort of thing?
Something like that. And
maybe.
Like the word gay has changed.
Yeah. See, 5 years ago, it just meant all of my friends. extraordinarily good or attractive. Or imaginative or fanciful, remote from reality.
Wow.
So I could also say this is a fantastic. Yes. Yes. The Holocaust was fantastic. Yes.
Because it was a fantasy?
Yes.
Fantasy. being the root word.
How uncomfortable, Katie.
Katie, how many people died in the Holocaust?
6 million.
33.
Not enough.
333 trillion.
Not enough.
Trillion.
Not enough students.
Not enough students?
Students!
When you do an Irish accent, you already have an Irish accent, so you just...
I know, but I'm doing your silly Billy one. Your silly Billy Midlands accent. Of,
oh, how's it going?
Silly Billy.
Katie's just like,
yeah. I don't know what a jacket... I lost my jacket.
That is a joke I did 6 years ago. You cunt. Oh, my God.
I like the fact that he's giving back to you.
Get this bitch some Lucky Charms.
I don't know what happened to Colin, but you had him shaking at the beginning of the show when he got in his head about his accent, and he was just silent. I saw him. I was like, "What's going on, dude? Hit her back. Fight up. Fight for yourself."
I know.
Now, Katie does sound like a Muppet or something, but like that's.
But you
fine.
Look like one. So.
Wow.
That's what's up, nigga.
Katie boy.
Wow. Did you guys watch the Ben Askren Jake Paul fight?
Yeah.
I saw the highlights.
What is that?
Ben Askren versus Jake Paul.
It was highlights? A Thriller. Don't you guys like Thriller?
It was. They named it.
Wait, is that MMA?
It was supposed to be called Thriller. And they're like, oh, it's Thriller.
It's Thriller, don't
it's
you know.
It's Thriller Promotions.
What do you say? Thriller? Thriller?
No, it...
A thrill, yeah.
Wait, thrill. Is this thrill. A movie? What are you guys talking about? Just constantly
Katie, are you sure you don't smoke marijuana?
We just said, like... 18 words in a row that Katie doesn't know what any of them
it's
mean.
Like a
she's,
language.
Like, she's like, who's Jake? Who's Paul? Is it about the Bible?
Askren Paul. Is it a story about Christmas?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Is it a story about the baby Jesus?
I can name all the apostles. Let's go.
Chile, like the Corinthians.
I'm so confused.
That's all right.
It's stupid. It's Jake Paul, this stupid guy who keeps fighting people, but he keeps winning, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, he's like it is MMA.
No, it's like fake boxing, though. Okay. It's like celebrity boxing. It's like yeah. Lewis box. Like if Lewis was boxing.
If no, I was a celebrity.
Not even like, yeah.
Yeah, I wish.
Fantastic.
Would you box Ben Askren?
Ben Askren, yeah, on heartbeat. After that performance, I think I could beat Ben Askren in a boxing match,
dude,
to be honest with you.
I was with Lev last night. And he said that those clips you put up of those fighting was edited make it look bad.
No, he didn't.
Said. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He said they were...
He tagged in Rosie O'Donnell real fast.
Rikishi. Lev said,
no, he didn't.
Lev said that fight was... You edited it to make
call
it
him
look
right
bad.
Now, Shannon. Call Lev. Yeah. Call Lev. Get
I
him
bet
on
he's
the fucking
out of
horn.
Week. He's such a
I've
night.
Seen the unedited version and...
I made him look good.
Right.
I shit you not. Are you kidding?
No, because he said, I called Jake Paul. Like, he was like, I called Jake Paul. And now he thinks he's fucking, like...
Right.
Teddy Atlas or something like that, you know what I mean? Right. Going around because he just has this idea that he called one fight and now he wants to start an MMA podcast or something.
Who does, Lev?
Lev, yeah. But Lewis beat up Lev one time.
Yeah.
But Lev is...
Teddy Atlas, more like Teddy Globe.
Yes.
He should call his...
more like Belly Atlas. Okay, we do.
He did not say that I edited
it
to
make him
look
bad. He said it looked bad, worse than it was.
No. I'll show you the unedited. I jerk off to it every morning. I masturbate to
first time someone's
Lev.
Jerked off to Lev.
Oh, you're talking about you had a fight with Lev.
Me and Lev, he came to sparring one day because Lev talks shit like he's a fighter. He was on Shannon's show and he was like, I'm a trained fighter, so I can't fight people. It's an irresponsibility on my end.
Lev did a Zumba class one time or something.
Yeah,
a bunch of fucking pregnant women.
I think he's done some pad work, but. When you hit pads, it's not the same thing as actually being punched in the face, right? So, yeah, he came in and he just had never sparred. Like, he said, oh, I've sparred professionals, I've fought with, pros.
And he's definitely fantastic. Once he gets back in shape, he's going to be good. And I'm rooting for Lev.
Me and Lev have a similar thing where it's like we're fat boys no matter what's going to happen. Like, no matter how the shape I get in, I'll always be a fat boy at heart. I'll always get fat again.
Fat boy summer.
Oh, me and Lev should make a fat boy summer video.
Boom bada. The fat boy summer. Boom bada.
Oh, shit, dude. Did you get Lev on the phone?
He's still sleeping.
I texted him and asked him to call in.
Oh, my God.
Lev's so funny, man. So after you beat him up, Lev went on this, like, diet thing. And he was like encouraging all his female fans to like lose weight with him. But like it lasted for like
two weeks.
And he made like merch like, yo, fat bitches losing weight or whatever. And then it was like 2 weeks later, you just see him like in KFC munching. And he just stopped talking about it.
Well, when we trained, it was pretty funny because like we were doing a warm up, right? And we like the warm up is pretty simple. We're just like running in a circle, you know, doing arm circles, arms across the body.
He's gassed.
He was limping.
No, he wouldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
He goes, oh, no, I can't do cardio.
Wow.
What?
It's a warm-up.
We're about to box. You should probably warm up a little bit. Yeah. So when I'll post the full unedited fucking fight. I'll post each round.
No, I don't think he needs that. I don't think Lev's psyche needs that. I think that he needs that.
No, Lev needs to own the fact that he got his ass kicked.
Lev is like an ostrich just shoving his fat head in the fucking in a KFC bucket and just ignoring reality.
He posted pictures in his stories like, with eyes like these, I should have a million followers. And I'm like, there goes another 50 dope.
I know, I know.
But is he joking the whole time?
No.
We'll never know.
I hope in 10 years it comes out and be like, I was just messing the whole time. This isn't my real personality.
No. He's not messing around. He really genuinely is that guy. And I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he got trouble on Club.
You're that guy just with more podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not as handsome as Lev. I'm just hotter.
No. Like that's his problem is that.
He's got too handsome of a face.
So he's just letting his body go.
Yeah, look at it. Look at him.
Look at
it.
But that's
I wonder how many takes that took.
No. Yeah, that's from years ago, though. That's
about it. And I mean,
78 weeks ago, Shannon.
We
know there's just not that much recently.
Well, he's not doing
maybe
body
stuff down.
His fat face doesn't fit in the frame.
He's half the shot.
Why being fat makes your dick look smaller?
Well, do you want to see it?
His dick?
Right,
please do God no. No, I'm okay. I'm not going to trash Lev.
Let's leave.
I feel
like I'm not have to apologize.
It was like Big Brother.
I was,
no, I like
we
Lev.
Like I said, you were nice. You were like Lev. A Big Brother trash.
Yeah. And if, look, I did not edit that to make him look bad or make him look bad. Yeah.
That's what he thinks.
He's wrong.
Huh?
He's wrong. He actually said to me, he's like, hey, dude, don't like edit that to make me look bad. And I was like, fine. I won't.
Did he say that?
Yes. And I put in like the parts that he looked somewhat competitive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, because it gets smashed in the face.
What do you do for a workout column?
I have a back-breaking moving job.
Oh, right.
But I've started going to the gym again.
Okay.
Doing some stuff.
But like once a week, you're probably doing moving jobs?
No, about twice. Three times. Right. And then I go to the gym twice or three times a week.
Right. Two weeks sober, baby.
Lifting heavy things is hard. His arms look good.
Do they?
What happens below the belly button there, though?
I don't know. I got a big... I enjoy life, you know what I mean?
Right. You indulge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like to drink alcohol.
I'm being
fucking
crazy right now with my diet. It's a new diet.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Would you just eat a paper bar? Would you just eat cardboard?
I know.
Should I eat one of these Oreo things? A little Quest bar. Should I eat this? It's delicious. Is this bad? I don't know.
That's styrofoam.
I'm doing keto 4 days a week. I am fasting 2 days per week.
Shut the fuck up about fasting. Suck
I'm
my dick.
Fasting.
That's just how normal people eat. We don't just shove shit down our throat.
Nobody fasts 2 days a week.
12 hours. Yeah, they do.
The fasting is you're meant to just not eat for like, what, like 6 or 8 hours.
Well, that intermittent fasting is complete garbage.
This is sort of intermittent fasting.
It's fucking stupid. You should be asleep and not eating during those 8 hours anyway.
Nobody wakes up and eats in the middle of the night. Yes, I do all the time.
Okay. Who are you lying
to? And you're a liar too. You do that as well,
bitch. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I work out every day.
I don't work out at all. I just eat regularly.
Come at me.
I've never worked out. I never work out.
You look great.
You're young.
Katie's body's fucking righteous.
Katie looks great.
She looks great.
I creep on her Instagram. I don't like the photos though because I don't want to get in trouble.
You changed something. You look.
Pull up Katie.
I stopped drinking beer.
Pull up bikini photos of Katie, please.
Yeah.
Sorry, Katie.
No, it's fine. I had stopped seeing someone, so I posted 3 in a row. Everybody knew.
Three.
I was like, okay, that was just for one person.
Hell yeah. Look at Katie, tight as fuck.
You don't do anything, Katie.
She doesn't show her butt, though.
I bet
that's a flat butt.
You're
back
a
there.
Piece of shit.
What?
It is not. It's
I bet
a nice,
it is.
Round, shamrock butt.
A nice, round butt for
is
you. Let's see.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Show him that.
Yes.
Show him that clover. Yes. Show him that tree leaf clover.
Lewis was right. Katie.
Yes, Katie.
Okay, I'll start eating bread.
It's pretty flat, Katie. You're hot. You're smoking, but I wouldn't, that's not necessarily, that's not the goods.
Wait,
it's baggy jeans. It's baggy jeans.
I start taking off all my clothes.
Baggy jeans.
Oh, there
she's
jeans. Look at her. She's like, that's yeah, no jeans. Her. Yeah, Katie.
It's,
that's
okay. It's a flat iron. It's like a tiny curve.
It's a flat iron.
Someone wrote to me and goes, oh, did you laugh your ass off? I refused to accept that message request. I was don't like, no, it. Not
that's
even getting
hurt. That's so funny. You laughed your ass off.
Cunts, you know, it's so annoying. You could have like,
oh,
a
look
nice
how cute.
Stomach.
But no, still hot.
I got
you
used to have
such a flat stomach. You look like you do sit-ups.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I just don't. I just eat normally. And I stopped drinking beer years ago.
You're not a food addict.
I don't eat cheese.
Food addict, sex addict.
What?
Alcoholic.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that.
Drug addict.
All right, yeah, whatever.
So
real ass dude.
I'm a sex
yeah, sex addict, drug addict, alcoholic. Yeah, real ass dude. Welcome to fucking being a real ass dude.
I'm going
to
get a big arse. Have me on again in a few months. And I'm gonna have
how are you going to get a big arse?
I, my friend has a big arse in Australia and she does like...
You're going to go to Australia?
No, she does
you make
like,
it sound like she bought a Ferrari.
Right. My friend's like, got a big arse.
My friend's got a big arse for her 16th birthday.
Glute. What's it called? Glute exercises.
Yeah, glute.
Glute. Yeah,
I'm
going
to do it. I'm going to ask her.
Look at your kettlebell.
Squats. Karsten in the racist live chat says she has the only correct complexion.
You're so white.
Yeah.
Oh.
They love it. They really
no,
love
it's
a white
the
woman.
Light. I'm tanned after.
No, they're not kidding. They're racist. They want as white a woman as possible.
I'm tanned.
That's tanned. You're tanned.
Yeah, she's I was tanned. In Miami.
Wow. Well. Wow.
I'm more tanned than him. No.
I like it. I like it. Katie's hot. Karen's hot. Hot girls in comedy is a new thing now, right?
Nope, been here for a minute.
You think so?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Hot girls in comedy is a new thing.
Yeah, it wasn't like hot girls back in the day. Back
women.
In the '80s and nineties.
Sarah like Silverman's
Barr.
Hot.
Sure.
Yeah, but she was.
Chelsea Handler was probably the first hot one. No,
she was. They were like exceptions to the rule, though. Now it's like there's a dozen fucking hot chick comics.
Yeah. I don't know one.
You don't know one.
I can't even think of one.
Shut the fuck
can
up.
Can you
Colin.
Recommend someone?
Shut the fuck up, Colin.
Who's hot? There's a girl called Crystal something is hot as fuck.
Crystal Marie, yeah.
Crystal
she's
Marie
LA
is
LA
smoking.
She used to date Chris Redge.
She is smoking.
Smoking. Legion of Skanks bailed on this whole bit where we were judging female comedians based off of looks.
Well,
and we should just pick this up.
Well,
right
wear a fucking burqa if you don't want
give
us
a
to.
Fuck. Exactly, doggy. You can judge us.
Yeah.
You can judge. They are judging us. These bitches. She's sitting there.
You're clinically ugly.
Yeah.
Hey.
Colin had to move over here because his accent makes him hot.
This
over
chick.
Here. I don't know.
Yeah,
he's just ugly.
I didn't know if you would like.
Is that
her?
Yeah. Oh, she is smoking. Yeah. I think she's beautiful.
Not
are you
my
kidding
thing.
Me?
She's
boobs.
Also, I believe she's like Iranian or something.
Are you kidding me?
She is
in the comedy world,
Middle Eastern. Yeah.
No, she's hot. But
that's
let's
insane.
See. That's let's see a better picture. That's that photo is. Can I tell you a problem?
Come on, Ma.
She's almost
what. Too perfect?
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
She's,
I know what
you mean. She's almost too
she's
perfect.
Got, she's got good stand-up bits, too. She's funny.
Yeah,
I like her.
She's not,
I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's hot as
there's
fuck.
There's loads of hot female comedians, sure. Actually. Yeah, Natalie sure. Elkar. She's gorgeous. I'm
Natalie
funny.
Empire?
Elkar.
Oh, she's another. She's,
yeah, Middle Eastern. Once you said Middle Eastern, and then I was like,
let's rattle off those
oh
bitches.
God,
all right,
yeah.
These fucking woke ass fucking bitches. We get it. They're all beautiful. Fine.
Inside.
Jesus Christ, guys. We understand, yes.
They're G hot.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Okay. That was incredible. You were better at that.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. But yeah, she's almost like a Fox Newsy type bitch, which is like, it's great. I like a girl that's got a little bit of fucking dirt on her, like Karen. Just like a girl that looks like she's got a layer of film.
Yeah.
What's the Fox News blog?
Just a girl who hasn't changed her socks. That's the look I'm looking for.
I'm not wearing any and my feet smell.
They're all dirty.
My feet stink. Yeah, you don't mean film, like a little grit, like a little personality.
Yeah, you're gritty.
Someone who'll throw a phone at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karen, stop acting like you weren't
he
fucking
threw the
wild.
Phone.
Stop acting like you weren't
Kim
wild.
Congdon's a fucking smoke show. If I was thinking about hot comics,
oh, yeah,
I would have to throw her name out there for sure.
I can't just name my exes. Thanks.
Yeah,
let's
she's
look
hot.
At her butt for a while.
I only date hot comics. Sorry, that's sort of what I do.
Since when?
Yeah.
Oh, me. I started.
Oh, that's right.
It.
I did give you a compliment. I didn't even mean to. Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm the best.
Damn it.
OG.
Who have you dated?
Well, imagine dating an ugly comic. How funny would that be?
I did it.
Hey-o, yes. That oh, no, so fuck.
Dumb bitch. Touch it again, you'll be off the show. Touch it again.
Damn it.
Who have you dated?
Publicly?
Lewis. Who have you dated in hiding? Oh, well, I know. That girl with the mustache.
Well, I dated...
I know who.
What female comics have I dated? What female comics have I dated publicly? Karen,
Kim.
Karen, and Kim.
Oh yeah, you're dating Karen now.
KKK, yeah.
New Karen.
New Karen.
Oh Jesus,
KKK. Karen two. Jesus. Karen Roman.
I love
two.
Karen.
She's great.
Both
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks.
I love
they...
Karens.
Yeah.
You're just doing
it's my
Karens
thing. That's
now.
My fucking. It's my category.
Not
of
Karens.
Woman.
Karen.
No. Nobody likes a Karen. I like. Mm. I like a Karen.
Yeah. That's. Yeah.
But I think those are the only ones that I've like.
Did you have
been
to?
In...
Did you have to ring Metzger and ask for permission?
Oh come on, doggy.
What? I wasn't making a joke. I was asking.
I don't know any comedy gossip. I don't even know who that is that he just said. Metzger. Is that
Kurt
Metzger?
Kurt
Metzger. Oh, I do. Okay.
She dated Kurt Metzger
yes,
5 years ago.
Yes, long time ago.
No. We didn't. I didn't call him asking permission. But you're right. That's not actually a joke. That's like a thing.
I thought that was actually an interesting conversation.
It is. So no, I
or
thought
is he fucked.
I thought about. Well, it was a weird thing because there's guy code, right?
Yeah.
So you want to like. You know, but they dated a while ago.
5 years. That's half a decade.
5 years. And she was like, I just want to, I'll talk to him about it. Like, and it was more her responsibility at that
yeah.
point. Because me and Metzger, we're friends, but we're not like, he doesn't live here anymore. We're
yeah,
not
yeah,
boys
yeah.
like that, you know? So, yeah, I let her have a conversation with him about it.
Because they're broken up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
for a long time.
I know, but you got to just have it a bit of a courtesy.
Can I have permission to date this woman? That's so weird. Does Karen not get to choose?
But you know what's funny? It's black and white. Some people see it one
He's
way, some people see it the other way. And I think it's just if.
Well, it was either Kurt or her father. You have to ask someone.
I also don't like asking people for anything because then you give them the opportunity to say no. Then
now,
all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, I should be invited.
Well, then you just do it anyway.
Cool. White woman way to be, Katie. I'm the
no,
same way.
You ask for permission. You ask for permission as a courtesy. You ask for permission as a courtesy. And even if they say no, you're just well, I'm doing
do
it anyway.
Do you do that? Would you do that? Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
I feel like now. I feel like you've probably.
If it was much closer, like, all right, like if Colin was dating a chick, he broke up with her, and then me and this chick started talking, and I found out she dated Colin, and it was within like a year that they dated. I would preemptively call up Colin and be like, hey, dude, I started talking to this chick. Is that weird? But he's like, I see him a lot. He comes on the podcast a lot. We're in like each other's circle a lot. It's also very close. There's a lot of factors there.
You co-headline with Kurt, so that's not close at all.
Thanks, Karen.
I'm sorry. Listen, move on. This is boring. Listeners don't care about your stupid personal life.
Yeah. No one cares. All right, well, let's do plugs.
Can I talk about mine?
No.
So in love.
Plugs.
Listen to OnlyFans. No, not me.
Karen, go first. Jesus.
Oh, I don't even know what I have coming up. Fuck me. Come to the stand. I'm there every Monday for Frantic. Follow me on Instagram, Karen Fian. Check out my OnlyFans. Why not? M&M6969. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. The second episode of my animated series, Karen Sucks, should be out soon.
Very cool. Colin Turrell.
Check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. It's available everywhere. And my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/Colin Turrell. I'm also on Patreon, Patreon.com/Colin Turrell.
Sick. Katie Boyle.
At Katie Boyle Comic. I'm going to grow my arse, so come for that. The Shift Podcast. I also have a Patreon too. I'll grow my arse on that as well. But it's the Shift Podcast Patreon.
You should. You should post pictures of you trying. You only do
YouTube.
You
series.
Only do ass.
Arse.
Arse.
Yeah.
Exercises.
And I just got rid of my arse acne, so it's going to be looking fab.
It's time.
Okay.
I went to the dermatologist, got special week, cream.
Week one of growing me arse.
Week one. I've been eating potatoes.
I'm on my Instagram story.
Welcome to week three, you're growing me arse.
My dad already unfollowed me, so it's perfect timing.
I've got almost no pimples on my arse.
Oh, I've been picking up this pot of gold all morning.
Oh, come on now. That was.
Sorry,
no.
I was a little half.
Katie, fuck.
Katie,
my bad.
This is a great idea for your Patreon. You post every week, you post a new picture of your ass, you're trying to grow your arse, and you. People will subscribe to that Patreon like whoa.
Yeah
they will.
You should call it can't be arsed.
I'll keep my underwear on though.
No, you don't naked.
Okay, good. Because I really love
you
my
being
dad.
A bikini.
I know you probably, but I don't
no,
speak to my mother. I can't lose my dad, so you aww. Know.
So no, but you know you do it in a bikini.
They'll do it in a bikini.
And you do like a side shot and a back shot and you show them
progress.
The progress and you trying to grow your arse from literally nothing.
It's not nothing. There's
it's from
a
scratch.
It's minus. It's minus.
You can put like a little tick on the wall, like a little pencil, and then
yes!
see if it moves.
You're
so
growing
great.
An arse from scratch.
Listen,
and this
look.
Is a fucking great idea for okay. a web series. And we'll see. Because honestly, it's just the way the body works, right? If you just do the exercises, your arse
yeah.
will grow.
Maybe.
I'm gonna do it.
Maybe. Irish maybe. Genetics are flat as
no,
fuck.
No, my friend is Irish in Australia, so.
No. I don't believe it.
We could wait.
Kids get such intense eyes.
I want to show you a picture of her iris, but I don't want to. No, I'm not putting it up
no,
there.
No, don't put it up there. Let us see it. I'll do my plugs in the meantime. Make sure you guys go check me out live on the road. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Some live shows coming up. I'll be in Cleveland on the 29th with the great Zach Amico. I'm going to try to get you on San Diego, Colin.
Okay,
if you come out to San Diego.
Yeah, let's do it. So
San Diego's looking like it's July. Vegas, July. Let me see.
All right, so.
But don't post it.
Come check out me opening for Lewis.
She's
in
Irish.
San Diego.
San Diego.
It's a great art.
Sunny San Diego.
She's hot. Hell yeah.
I don't even know.
Are you in San Diego?
I'm just going through Katie's nudes now.
Yeah. Well, I do have one in there. Don't go in there.
No, not actually.
You
that.
Will,
by the way,
Katie.
I would. That was my move up until maybe 2 years ago, and I was like, "This isn't right."
Why you just scroll through people's phones?
Yeah.
Real quick? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Everyone does that. They go, "Can I just?"
You did it to me when I first met you.
Hell yeah, I did. And you fucking took a job with me anyway, bitch. So yeah, you can't meet
too
me.
I didn't have any nudes though.
Yeah, I know, because you're boring.
I know.
Boring. I mean, look at Shannon. You're like, she has no nudes in her phone. Isn't that crazy?
She does. You just couldn't find.
I bet Karen has more nudes than not nudes in her phone.
Yeah, it's like nude. There's my nephew. Nude.
LewisofSkanks.com. Cleveland. Vegas, fucking Austin. I'm going to be down there with Big J and doing a live Legion of Skanks show at the end of May, it looks like. San Diego's coming up. Another gig in Connecticut this summer. No, that's in May. Lots of stuff coming up. Go to the website, LewisofSkanks.com. Grab your tickets. I'm very excited. Lots and lots of new material. Thank you for everyone that came out in Tampa this past weekend. Had a fucking great time. Really, really great crowds. I love going down to Florida. You guys are absolute garbage people. Make sure you guys subscribe for the network, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. We're giving away a PS5 next week on the 30th. Whether you're paying or not, if you're in free trial, you could also get to be entered in the contest for the free PS5. So make sure you do that before April 30th. Go to LewisofSkanks.com. Whoa, no. Go to podcastmerch.com and grab all of our merch. The Mother's Day mug. I don't have the image of it yet, but the Dad's Come mug is coming for Mother's Day. You can pre-order it, I believe, next week. It simply says Dad's Come. You buy it for your mom. It looks like she's drinking Dad's Come. How fucking funny is that? What a great bit to do with mom or grandma. Grandmoms are moms too. So what else? Anything else? The thing is, ding, right? Shannon's podcast. Go subscribe to Shannon's podcast and go subscribe on iTunes to Shannon's podcast and leave a positive review and let her know that the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake sent you to her podcast specifically because she bitches and moans that I don't promote her enough.
Can I tag something onto that real quick? Maddie and I are doing an internal contest where if we reach a certain number...
shove things inside themselves.
Yeah, dude. We're putting a scope inside of camera Shannon's vagina.
Yeah, who can fit the most anal beads?
Well, sorry. This isn't as fun as that. But if we reach a certain number of iTunes reviews or YouTube subscribers, Maddie and I are going to get matching TTI tattoos on the inside of our lip.
Oh, cute. Ooh.
Inside of your lip?
Yep. So make sure to do that.
Wait,
right
what,
now.
If what happens?
Which lip?
There's if we get 100 new iTunes reviews and or 500 new YouTube subscribers, we're going to get the matching tattoos.
What if I just get that for you and then you just make out with me finally? That's way better than tattooing TTI on the inside of your lip, Shannon.
This is a way better incentive for the makeout, but you have a girlfriend now.
She's cool.
But also, we have
she's cool.
Jenny is your sister is a guest on the show airing this week, so check that out.
Yeah, check out Gomez Watches Seinfeld. By the way, me and my sister are breaking down another episode of Seinfeld week to week.
I love Elaine so much.
Me too. I have the Elaine simp T-shirts are coming out because I'm a simp for Elaine.
Are you? She's
I
the best.
Suck on her fucking clit.
Oh, ugh. She's so hot. Do you see the episode where she has her boobs up a little bit?
The when the blue shirt where her nipples are all pokey.
Oh, that's a different one, but they're. Have you seen the one with Terry Thatcher? Is that the actress?
I'm going
name?
In order. I'm on season 2, episode 9.
So I don't think you've seen that one yet.
I've never seen the show.
She like falls on her boobs. She thinks they're fake, but they're
no,
real.
No, shut oh, up. Great. I haven't
that's
seen it.
Great. That's such a Lewis episode. You should have started
the last
with that
season
one.
Was the worst when Seinfeld gets cancer.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I thought it was benign. Ah, shit. All right, so look, let's talk about some of these things here.
Okay.
Derek Chauvin trial. What?
Great. That's mine. Let's mine this one.
I don't want to. Why do you put this in here, Shannon? Who wants that?
Maxine Waters, that congresswoman's been like popping off at the mouth in Congress saying stuff like, if this isn't a murder conviction, then like everybody should riot. And I don't think that's good.
Yeah, I agree.
I was like a 9-year-old giving us, and I don't think that's good.
I completely zoned
out. Can I go
out
and play now, please?
Anytime people talk about this, sort of, like, I just zoned out. I don't even know what you just said.
Yeah.
Something about black rights or something like that.
Well, Black Lives Matter, blah, blah, blah. I'm just, at this point, I'm just like, fine, they matter. Jesus Christ, can we move on?
The Asian shit didn't last long, did it?
No, I don't give a
that
fuck.
Was great. That was like 4 days of like Asian people too. We were like, there was, sure,
there was an old Mexican woman, like a 70-year-old woman that was jumped by some black kids. I didn't read the whole story, but I'm just assuming.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Because they thought she was an,
black. They thought she was Asian.
They thought she was an Asian woman.
That poor woman, she's like, I finally made it past
she had bad
like,
posture.
Being discriminated for being Latino right. Or Latina, whatever.
Right.
And then she gets in trouble anyway.
She's selling,
gets in trouble.
She's selling oranges on the side of a highway the and troubles. They fucking beat the shit out of her for being
awful.
Asian.
It's all awful. And when I said I zone out, I meant new stuff. I didn't mean the BNM, okay?
The BNM or the BLM?
No, I know what you mean.
Oh, look. So a 70-year-old woman mistaken for Asian and severely beaten.
Oh, my God.
Awful, the poor woman.
I mean, easy mistake if we're being honest.
I know. An old Mexican, if they don't look Asian, what do they look?
What do they look?
Shannon, we're playing a game right now.
No.
Pull up old Mexicans or old Asians, and we're going to figure out if they're Mexican or Asian. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another segment that's created in real time by Luis J. Gomez, because my producer should have thought of all these cool ideas before the show started.
Guess the race.
Yeah, if only they were more racist.
Yes, exactly. Is it Mexican or is it Asian? And I want to drop for this and everything.
Is it?
Is it Mexican or is it Asian?
Mr. Miyagi? Or Mr.
Or Cheech.
Thank you.
Somebody. I think of it as Mexican.
I was helped. Yeah, I mean.
And that should be the cover of the segment is Mr. Miyagi and Cheech Marin. Okay, and then they blend together into one head.
I think this is going to be pretty easy, right?
This is going to be a great segment. That's all I know.
This is made for you.
Pretty much anyone over the age of 90, though, kind of looks the same.
Yeah. I feel like I should show it to you quickly.
I mean,
though.
You should throw in some old Irish people there as well. Yeah, my grandma could be anybody.
Because if you like analyze it, you're going to be able to tell, I think.
All right, well, we'll see. Pull it up.
Okay, I'll show you quickly. One, two.
That's actually hard.
Okay.
Yeah. If she dances, if she dances, it starts raining.
Mexican. Where's my buzzer?
Are you kidding me?
Arriba, Mexican.
I mean, look, if that.
Her son was fucking sacrificed and thrown down a pyramid.
I think.
Peru.
No,
are you kidding me?
I agree. I think she's also Mexican.
The Temple of Doom.
But she could, if she was Chinese, it wouldn't be crazy.
Is it a trick question? No, is she Native American?
She's lost all the muscles in her eyes, so she can't squint if she wanted to.
I don't like this game.
Listen,
okay?
It's bad. That's an 85-year-old Mexican woman or a 24-year-old Asian lady.
All right, Shannon, so listen.
No. Asians always look young.
Oh, you guys.
What happened?
Shannon, what I want you to do is now when we... Listen.
What about me?
If it's Asian...
Bad. I didn't like it.
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
Guys, listen.
It wasn't bad.
It was a joke.
If it's Asian, you go...
Nice. Okay.
And if it's Mexican, you gotta go da 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 da. But I don't have that, so you gotta get that.
Arriba. What are you?
I'm.
He's a rapist.
Wow.
So
Hispanic.
I love Pokemon. I beat out to every episode, nigga.
I am what I am.
I was like, what does that mean? You're a Pokemon? Pikachu?
I eat my spinach. Okay. And I'm tough till the finish. Finish.
I don't know.
What, Shannon? What is it?
This one is Mexican. Yes.
Obviously. It's not even close.
One for
play
me.
It.
Play it, you moron. There you go.
Aye. Beautiful.
You don't even have to say it. Just give us the sound effect moving forward. Okay. Ready? Next one.
Okay. Asian. I'm guessing Asian.
I just want you to know that I do not like this segment.
Ooh, tricky, but I'm still going Latino.
Oh, that's Mexican. He's wearing a Mexican hat.
He's not. That's
you think he's an Asian?
That guy's Asian.
No, shut the fuck up.
I think he's Mexican.
That's a Mexican all the live long day.
Paco. Is that your dad?
Oh, hi, Paco!
Paco is an Asian with a Mexican name. It is very confusing.
Paco, what are you saying for this guy?
Mexican.
Yeah, it's Mexican.
Yeah.
What is it, guys?
What?
Yes.
It's so easy. It's so easy to confuse them.
I told you.
You thought that youth gang member was a fucked up person, but he wasn't. He made an honest mistake.
Yo, Your Honor.
Yo, may I present the Real Ass Podcast as my defense? You know how difficult it is? Yeah. Let's see another one.
I got it right. So I'm the only one who got that right?
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, why does she have so many face tattoos? Is she a Legion of Skanks fan? That's Asian. That is an Asian woman.
What?
That's Asian. You think it's Mexican? It's Asian.
Asians don't have face tattoos.
I think Asian.
That's some sort of crazy Asian river lady.
I don't know. That might be like Indonesian, though. I mean, Asia's big.
This is some Chilean hill monkey. She's fucking worshiping. She's worshiping something. Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Wait, I unplugged this.
So hold on. Oh no. So is, oh, what is it? Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think?
So I
Irish.
Now are we saying, or is it just, is it just Mexican, like, or could it be any South American? Because that should be, it should be South American or Asian.
Yeah, no, that's South American.
Yeah, but Asia is a big continent.
I'm saying Asia. Those are Asian fucking eyes.
No, this is,
and I can see her.
No, she's like Vietnamese or something.
How many fortune cookie you want?
No,
no way. Yes, dude.
I can see her saying that.
Yeah, I go Asian too.
Oh, oh,
no.
Good.
Exactly. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. This is a better segment than I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Katie, maybe if you got your nails done more, you'd know how to pick these guys out.
Everybody just looks old. Yeah, I can't afford to get my nails done. Made me successful. The Patreon.
Get that Patreon. Someone so Katie can get her nails and butt done.
Some Cyrillic.
And then I can be racist about it. Wow. I'm just too dumb and
I'm poor,
too poor
to be
racist.
Okay, is that what it is?
That's so refreshing.
Fuck, that's funny. We'll do
that'd
two more. And what's the score right now? I think I've nailed every one, right?
Me too.
No,
or no?
No,
the first one I missed.
Just
the second
Karen.
One you got wrong.
Just me.
The second one you got wrong.
Karen got them all right?
No, I see. Yeah. That
no, I was the only one who got the second one right.
I thought that was really good.
No, I got the second one right.
You nailed Karen. You see, it was good.
It was good. I liked it. Everyone, calm down. We're all friends. We're all funny.
What? Okay. Wait, what happened?
I said a joke and nobody got it. I can't explain it.
Oh, shit. I didn't hear it.
Aspersian caster says Louis thinks Mexico is in South America or Central America, you dumb fucking nerd. Ban Aspersian caster for 15 minutes from the live chat. Thank you very much. And I love Aspersian. He's a very, very big fan. He's the fucking man, dude. But for disrespecting me on my own show?
Yeah.
Geography's not your specialty.
Or history, or science, or English.
Or math, or comedy, or
gym,
podcasting, or really. I don't have any specialties. I'm not very good at anything.
You're good at dating female comedians.
I am good at it. I'm okay.
Is he? Because he's had a lot of exes.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I am.
It's consistent, though.
Yeah. I am okay at everything I try.
I'm good at everything I try.
I've never been good at that.
I don't even know what those words were. I'm sorry. Bye. All right, Shannon, let's go to the next one.
Is this yours?
Can I get this? Oh, she's giving us two people.
Asian.
See, it looks like a Mexican nuzzling an Asian.
It does.
This is like one of those Russian.
Maybe this is Mexican.
This is like those Russian Asians. Do you ever see them?
Yeah, the Mongols.
Mongols.
I think they're Peruvian.
Well, that's the ones I'm talking about, but yeah.
Who are the ones? Like the Huns?
If you go to like real East Russia, it's like...
Like Asian. Siberia?
It's like touching Japan. They're right beside Japan. Yeah. They all walk around. Like you expect them to bow to you, but then they all just go, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
Welcome to Russia.
Welcome to Russia.
When have you been there?
My name is Vlad.
I go there every summer. I have a fucking summer home.
Summers in Russia.
Bavaria.
Well, he does. Look, he's wearing... There's a moon on that hat. I don't know if it's a cow or a sickle, but...
That's a cow jumping over the moon. That's like a children's hat. That's like... Yeah. Like a nursery rhyme, and the cow jumped over the moon.
Do they have nursery rhymes? More
so
nursery
dirty.
Rhymes in Asia or Russia?
That's when you donate clothes
and
ship
Asia
it.
Asia or Russia though? It's Asia or South America?
South America.
Yeah.
I think South America / Central America. Spurs and Caster Dickhead. I think that they have more American influence. That seems like an American hat. So I'm deducing from that hat that this is a South American.
No, you gotta go by
or Mexico or Central. Sherlock Holmes.
I am.
Elementary. Elementary. Roger
Watkins. She's Watkins.
I'm Watkins. Or Watson.
Watson. Sorry, who's Watkins? Never mind.
I think that's
Sherlock Holmes.
I think that's a Spanish person kissing her.
An Asian.
Whatever. Yeah.
Shannon, if you fucked us on this and you're giving us a...
Yeah, you know what?
It also looks like they pulled her out of the grave that she was already in.
I've never seen Asian people touch each other, so I think this is a Spanish thing.
Yeah.
Asians just keep that distance.
Also, does it look like they glued her eyebrows on to look like she's sad?
Seriously.
All right, what is it, Shannon?
Mexican.
Ah!
Yes, yes, nice.
I told you.
It's a really good game.
Told you.
I said Peru.
Is this racist? Because I don't think this is racist.
I think it's racist. We are trying to figure out whether...
It was weird, maybe.
It's, no.
Well, the game is fine, but it was based off whether or not it was okay for that woman to be beaten up, which is like...
No, we never said that.
We never said she's okay. What I'm saying is, was the kid right in mixing up the fact
He was wrong for beating up an old woman.
Yes, he can't beat up old people.
That's neither here nor there, Katie. Obviously, you can't beat up old ladies.
Okay, good.
But
if you're gonna, make sure they're Asian.
Well, I'm just saying, was it an honest mistake? Did he make an honest mistake in beating up this old Mexican lady thinking that she's Asian? And what I'm finding out is that, yeah, this was an honest mistake.
Yeah. Wow. He has to live with that guilt now.
Yeah.
He's like, damn.
So he's going to spend his whole life trying to find a real Asian.
Yeah, he goes and apologizes to some fucking church.
Let's do one
Spanish
more.
Guy. I'm so sorry.
That's the same one, Shannon.
Yeah, it's the same old lady. She's sad. It is literally the same old lady.
Shannon.
Look at her glued eyebrows. Go back to the other one.
They just all look like this.
No.
Now that's racist. No.
Wait, can you put up an old Irish woman? Because you're right. Old people all
she
look
just
the
put a picture of me up.
No, the last one, Shannon, that was being kissed by the Mexican.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
That's the same old lady. Go back. No.
Wow. That's
go back.
That could be a gut.
Go back. Hold on. Look at her long ears. Time out. Go back. Look at her eyebrows. Go back.
Yeah, I think you've just... Yeah,
it's the same fucking Mexican lady. Wow. Go back. Yes, look at the mouth. Look at the nose. Look at the way the center of the nose dips down. Go back.
Is this your granny, Lewis?
No, I'm telling you, it's the same fucking old lady. Let me guess. She's Mexican.
Yes. Yeah. It's the same. Yeah, it's just like the oldest lady in fucking...
Yeah, you're
Tijuana
fucking... She's not even looking at the stories. It's the oldest lady.
It's like the first oldest prostitute in Tijuana.
Abuela of Tijuana. She's famous.
Yeah.
All right, let's see one more, Shannon.
All right. This is fun, though, right? What?
To Irish.
Oh, that's Asian.
Asian, easy Asian.
Yeah, that's Asian.
Shutterstock.
That's Margaret Cho.
That's Asian.
Nice.
But I'm just saying, it is. It's not that. Especially in the dark, you're trying to mug somebody. Your adrenaline's pumping, right? We're not trying to mug them. You're trying to get them back for a global pandemic.
Is that what's going on?
That's why they're saying they're beating up Asians.
Yeah, they put all these signs all over the city. They're like cartoons. It'll be like an Asian woman. It's like, I didn't make you sick.
Oh, but sure, those people, they never left America.
Oh,
it was the white man. He came on a plane. He had to go to China, you know, because he had to go on his holiday. Sure, all the Americans were still flying. They're still flying out. In Ireland, we were trying to ban them out of our country, and you guys all booked a flight over.
So you think it's Americans?
Yeah, because
the rest of the world is batshit crazy. You don't think it was some old Asian lady eating a fucking bat?
I bet you it was some American going over there going, I'm going to try the culture, and he ate the bat, and he can't handle the bat. Because not used to the bat, and then he went and spread it.
Okay, so who was selling the bat?
Is a bat euphemism?
Who was selling the bat?
An American man on a little shop trying to have like a he thinking that this is like a Chinese cultural thing. I
who supplied him with the bat bodies? Who was his supplier?
An American guy in the caves. It was Lewis.
Yeah, that's a good point. Some American guy was just munching on chicken wings and a bat fell in. And he's so fat, he didn't even notice.
God damn it. Just, yeah. And by the way, I don't even care.
No.
I don't even care that they started a global pandemic. It means nothing.
I was tired.
I'd be mad at the guy. I don't give a shit about the culture. I don't give a shit.
It was created in a lab.
Yeah.
Some guy was hungover, ripped his suit by mistake. Next thing you know.
Maybe. Who knows what happened?
I think it's all on purpose.
I don't even know if there is a virus.
I don't either. Both my parents had
all wearing masks. There's a vaccine, but it's still the numbers haven't slowed down. It's all just bullshit.
Did you ever hear of the Great Reset? That's what this is. Bill Gates and the rest of his... I don't want to be anti-Semitic, but fuck the Jews, okay?
You know we have articles written about
come on.
That.
Come on.
No, I like it. Come on. Tori's Jewish. She's my best friend.
Oh, pipsqueak. I love Tori's pipsqueak.
Tori's a
she
little...
She asked me if she's...
My friend Tori's a little kike.
Katie Boyle, for everyone listening, that was...
Okay, that's not my voice.
I could tell the difference in the accent. It was Katie's voice.
No!
We call it the lollicost. My daddy called it the lollicost.
That's not me.
It is Katie, will you stop saying such... Jesus, Katie.
It is 90% audio listeners.
Well,
so
I could do your voice.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm kind of when I rape women.
She's not wrong.
She admitted it.
Call him when I rape women. No, I haven't done that for many a year.
For many a year.
Yeah, the Me Too movement.
Just cover your drink around.
I mean, think about how much guys were raping before like cell phones and social media.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like, it was just absolutely crazy.
Gross.
Like it was like there was nothing... Like if you're a pedophile who's like trying to kidnap a kid, like it was almost impossible to get caught 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so easy.
Yeah. Now it's like, you know,
You having trouble? You
can't do anything anymore.
Now you got to build a podcast empire.
He's finding his ways. You're finding loopholes.
I am. So it is 420 today. Marijuana activists are giving out free joints to vaccinated New Yorkers today for 420.
That's awesome. I want to go get one. I'm vaccinated.
Where do you get a joint?
How do you prove it?
How do you get a joint?
I'm just going to go up and lick them.
It's in Union Square Park.
Oh, that's very close here. Paco, let's can you go get us joints?
Can you get us joints? Are you vaccinated? Do you want my card?
How do you, what do you do?
You show your vaccination card.
Can you, can you falsify a vaccination card for me really quick?
Probably.
I guarantee you can very easily.
Yeah, just print
who the fuck knows what they even look like?
Well, we know what they look like.
I bet it's shitty weed.
Oh, everyone has a vaccination, whatever.
Did you not get vaccinated?
No.
Oh, is this like a Spanish thing? My roommate won't either.
No, it's a not putting something weird into my body thing.
Well, I want to be able to go home and stuff, so I'm like, but I want to travel for
comedy. The rest of us want to participate in commerce and be part of society.
I'm a part of society.
You're a recluse.
Participating in commerce. I have antibodies. I had it.
Like, so did I.
So why did you get the vaccine?
Because they don't know how long the antibodies last. And plus it was like...
They don't know how long the vaccine lasts. They don't know anything. You're just putting something into your body.
I'll take anything for free.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
What is what? What? The vaccine?
The vaccine. You're just literally putting this chemical
in
your body.
I put all the other vaccines in me too.
Katie's like, they said it would make me ass bigger.
You should have written my arse. I'd like to get swollen.
So my left cheek is huge. And then in 4 weeks, I can get the right cheek.
You just are too. You're too busy. You just can't be bothered with going to get vaccinated.
I wasn't afraid of the virus before.
But you don't give a fuck either. If someone just said like, "All right, you're not allowed in this building without the vaccine," you'll just get it. You don't.
What if you get a TV job? What if you have to shoot something? You don't give everybody on set's vaccinated. But what if?
What if you have to go on a date with Angelina Jolie?
No, it was pretty fantastical what I threw out there.
What if you find 3 magical beans and you plant them? It's very fantastical.
But you're traveling.
It's a fun day out, though. You know, you go, you queue up. I like being touched by doctors.
Kid, why do I? I don't really understand what herd immunity is. I don't understand. But not everybody has to get the vaccine, right?
No.
So why do people keep on pressuring me to get a vaccine?
I don't know.
You're a dirty, dirty man.
But also, when you get off the plane now, if you're fully vaccinated, they just leave you alone. It's great.
Oh, every time I was flying, because I was flying this whole time, they would be waving, like the National Guard, like, sign this, like chasing me out of an airport. I'm like, get away from me.
Yeah, I try to avoid signing those things as often as possible.
I
never did it.
They kept calling me. I hadn't even left. Because we're immigrants, I think. They
I
just
got
presumed.
Texts every day.
Yeah.
Oh, they called me when I came back from Jamaica, and they were like, so when are you going to get vaccinated? And I was like, tomorrow. They're like, cool, just let us know. I was like, cool, we'll do. Click, block number.
Now that it's over, can we all like admit that like I think everyone was just reckless and lying all the time, right?
Yeah.
I was reckless and being honest about it.
Me too.
Nice.
Yeah, I was drunk one night with my friends and posted an Instagram story. And the next morning I woke up and I was like, oh no, delete. Oh shit.
I mean, people were doing crazy shit, but...
My sister got married. Like, I went to, like, a wedding. I don't know. I did a bunch of shit.
I went to Ireland.
I went to Puerto Rico.
I waited to go on vacation. I brought my family on vacation until after it got a little bit warmer. And, you know, but that was it.
Until it got warmer.
You're like, hey, listen, I did the responsible thing.
Because it was cold.
Yeah. Because it was chilly.
But nobody's been able to explain to me why I need to get the vaccine.
Because you're fat.
It's just people saying that, so you don't care if people die. I was like,
yeah, I kind of don't, man, to be honest.
I think it's because it gets the antibodies run out and then it gives you more. I don't actually know.
I think you spread it less. That's what it said in the radio.
Yeah.
You spread it less.
I don't think that's even true.
I don't know.
If you're vaccinated, you don't get it.
Don't they need a case study to know if it spreads it
we
less?
We are the case study.
But why am I going to be the case study? I'm not going to put some weird chemical into my fucking body that's going to fuck
so
me up.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
No, I don't.
Lewis, let's be honest. You don't know what's in sausage. Right? You're not. So, like, do you really give a fuck what's going in your body? Really? Realistically?
Let's be honest.
Here's what I care about.
Listen,
you just ate one of these fucking things.
Yeah.
Chinese newspaper.
I'm injecting a chemical in my body that they just created that they're rushing to produce for something that I'm not afraid of dying from, right?
That's fair.
That I'm healthy and young. I can't get there. But I can't get there. I genuinely just can't get there. Like I would if I was afraid of it or if I was afraid of spreading it. Like, I didn't believe that it was as contagious as they were saying during this whole time. you know, look, it's a sad thing. People die. It becomes, here's the thing. At this point, I know enough people that have family members that have died that I bite my tongue a little bit on the subject now, because I don't want to disrespect the fact, like, well, my grandma just died. My grandma just died of COVID, but she's my father's mom. I haven't spoken to her since I was a little child. So I'm not like, it doesn't affect me that way. But I know that people, like, there are people in my family that are like, oh, Abuela died. And I was like, Abuela. I literally Googled what Abuela meant.
Stop.
I swear to God I did.
You didn't know what Abuela meant?
I had no idea.
Spanish for Ebola.
she got Abuela.
But I mean, you didn't talk to her. I mean, that's on her, kind of. Why didn't she reach out to her grandson?
Because she has 100 of them.
Because she doesn't have a phone. She's old.
She's an Abuela. No, yeah, she wasn't.
Good grandma.
No, I don't think they liked my mother. My mom was a junkie. That's not prostitute. Your fault. And my father had other kids with a Spanish woman. And I think that they embraced those kids.
Yeah. Mm. Which is silly. Embrace the half white ones first, right?
That is true.
Oh, you're half white.
I am. Oh, I am.
It's the business.
Oh, Kitey.
I thought you were not white. You called it Kitey.
She goes,
I can take my guard down. you should open with that.
But there are people, look, people have died, and I know, you know, people are sensitive to it. So it's almost like it's me going like, yeah, dude, cancer's not real. Nobody dies from cancer. Look, people do die from it. I don't know.
I just don't like to be inconvenienced in a way where, like, if I need to fly, I need to go somewhere. If it's like, you need to have a vaccine, okay, I'll just get it. Like, I'm too.
If it becomes that, but I'm saying that's a sad thing. If we're in a culture and our society.
Hasn't it been like that this whole year? You can't walk in a place without a mask? You can't.
Yeah, it's a little different. Putting on a mask is a minor inconvenience. Putting a chemical inside of my body that I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to do the research. I'm not a fucking scientist.
Vaccines are the actual illness or whatever it is, but like with a one thing changed, so your body fixes
it. I know.
Well, you've had it, so you should be fine, because there's people who've had COVID who like develop like psychosis afterwards, or right. So I mean, you're fine. So if you get the vaccine, your body will get sick from it because you already had COVID, so but you won't, you'll be grand.
I don't know.
Yes, you're right. They're just putting a little bit.
I just can't.
And a tracker.
But I just can't. Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, but
face recognition's already doing that to us anyway.
Yeah, all this shit is.
They can track me.
I've also given up on like, oh my God, Big Brother. Like, they're all doing that. Like, it's so bizarre.
I
remember how uncomfortable I felt the first time. Like, I had a conversation in a room, and then I looked at my phone, and then they were advertising what we were talking about. Yeah. That first time, I was like, there's ghosts. They're everywhere. They're listening to what we're saying. I had no idea how it worked. I was like, I got spirits involved with the technology now. But now it's just part of it. And you're going like, I sort of understand why it's convenient. Sometimes I click on the things. I'm like, oh, I was just talking about that. Mm. And it's like, but it's scary and it sucks. That's not really, when I retire, I will eventually just get rid of all my technology, all my social media, go live on a beach somewhere.
Yeah. But do you think, because I was saying I fancied some guy and I said his name, and then I checked on my Instagram story and he was the first person, and I was like, and then now he's always the first person. Like, we don't know. So I think Instagram listens and they're like, oh, I'm going to stick him up just to taunt her.
Yeah.
That they literally listen to the
names. No, they listen to everything we say.
And
our phones are picking up these trigger words right now, and it's all creating these algorithms to sell us products, and it's bizarre. And if you think that the governments of this world aren't utilizing this technology to control us, if you think it's just businesses that are going, we're going to control these people, and the governments aren't going like, oh, no, we want the best of this technology. We want to be able to absolutely utilize this technology to control our people. You're fucking crazy. Mm. It's crazy. The reality is I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to, like, we have to play within those parameters and be as successful as possible. I don't think that, you know, trying to battle that, it's almost like if you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah. Eminem's 69 69. It's my only fan.
Why don't you just do your name? It's so confusing.
Eminem.
Oh, I didn't know what you were saying. I thought you were talking about the chocolates.
But the people who need to know.
Eminem 69 69.
That's her only fans.
Is your only fans?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your name? It's taken.
She didn't want her future boyfriends to be able to find it.
Well, his mom already did. No, I don't know. I was just being funny.
Did she subscribe?
No, I don't think so. Maybe, actually, yeah.
I couldn't
she
say
must
that
have.
Word. I was like,
I know.
Yeah, but who cares? We can't do anything about it. They keep making documentary after documentary about it. It's like, okay.
No one cares.
Yeah. At this point, it's just like, who cares?
We're all just going down.
Yeah, I'm not that interested for anybody to be stuck. Like, I dated a guy and he would put the plaster over his cameras, and I was like, nobody gives a fuck about you in Jersey.
It's too late now. Somewhere there's a warehouse.
It's always
hours of me jerking off.
There's no way they can.
That's why it's in a warehouse. Nobody wants to see that.
But they have us all jerking off. But it's like, how do they organize that data in a way to, it's like, it's just going into a cloud somewhere and there's no way to organize it. But yeah, we're here.
Imagine
like,
someone released like, a video of you jerking off and you
like, dude, that happened to me. All right. So nobody released a video, but all right. So what I did was I went to like Amazon.co or whatever. It was like one letter off accident. And it was like a dummy site that they use to steal your passwords for shit. Right? Okay. So I type in my email, I type in my password. It's like, not right. I was like, I'm sure that's right. Type it again. Wow. Like, type it in one more time, idiot. And then I type it again. And then like an hour later, I get in and I'm like, I don't know why I can't sign into Amazon. All right, anyway, I'm going to go and jerk off now. I better jerk off real quick.
I wanted to buy a new fucking chair. I guess I'm just gonna have to jerk off.
So then I got an email back the next day, and it's or maybe an hour later, whatever it was, and it said in the subject line, it just said my password.
Wow.
I was like, that's weird. Wow. And then it was this email. I talked about it on the show before, so I won't pull up the actual email, but it was basically this person being like, just so you know, we have your password, we've accessed your cameras, and we have videos of you masturbating or whatever, jerking off to. And
the funny thing is, that's probably just like a copy and paste.
Yeah.
Just generic, but you were 100% definitely jerking off.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, here's the thing. They're sending this. They send this out to millions of people. This is a scam.
Yeah.
So, and they go on to say, it's like, deposit $5,000, or maybe it was less than that. It was a number that wasn't so crazy that if you were like, if you had, you know, money in the bank and you were kind of paranoid about people seeing you jerk off, it wasn't enough that you wouldn't pay. It was like $1,000. It was like, they were like, deposit $1,000 or we're going to send this video of you to every contact in your email list because we have access to all your contacts. And it says your password in the subject line. So you're going, what the fuck? And I just, look, I just know it was a scam. And then in my mind, I'm going like, I don't even really care. How funny would it be if they release a video of me like, ugh, just beating off? It would be the greatest story ever. We would never get over it. It would be the peak of my career, to be honest with you. So I didn't really give a fuck if it was real, but I just, it stunk of scam.
Yeah. That has happened to me before when I was like on Pornhub a lot. And you know those like bubbles that pop up and you can't, if you click on them, then your computer will get frozen or whatever, and then they'll call you. And this lady called me and she's like, there's a car registered to your name. She had an Indian accent. There's a car registered to your name. It's full of cocaine. Your name's Karen Fian, right? I'm like, yeah. It's in Texas that we found it. You're going to have to go to jail. The police are coming. They're going to be at your door in any second.
No,
like,
it's on the phone.
On the phone. Like,
what?
And then there was something in me that's like, Karen, they're lying.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I've gotten that as well, but they said that they'd take my email and send racist shit to people. It was during BLM, and I was with my friends going, I don't want people to think I'm racist. And they were like, calm down, Katie, it's just a scam.
So, and then would they ask for money in order to not do it? How much money did they ask for?
I can't remember at all.
And did they get your password in a similar way? Like you gave your password up by accident?
I have no idea what I did. I was just out on the internet and all of a sudden it's this notification came up saying you've been hacked, and they like, I had to change my passwords for everything. I had passwords of Dez's. I had to message Dez and be like, kind of awkward, you're going to change your passwords. I can't remember. They asked for like more money than I have. It was like thousands.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was scary.
Yeah. No, mine wasn't that scary. It was just sort of like, but it sort of is in a weird way. You're like fuck, dude, what if they really have videos?
But when you figure out on the phone, because then I figured it out, I was like, let me speak to your manager.
How much were they at? What was the solution for them?
I think it was around like $5,000 or something. Like,
what were they going to do?
If you like wire us money, we'll get this car and let the cops know that it's not your car or something.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I know it didn't. Yeah, I caught them.
It just be so funny if just as a video went up of you jerking off.
I would prefer a video of me touching myself than them using my email and saying
racist stuff right now,
Jesus.
Yeah, but you're hot. So like you masturbating is going to be a hot video that's going to increase your profile. For me, it's just like a fat fucking...
There's difference between like masturbating...
It's on your belly and you're like trying to turn off...
I taste my own cum.
If a video went out of me masturbating... So my sister is already getting people sending jokes that I wrote and they're like, ew, your sister's so dirty. Like imagine the shit she'd get if a fucking...
video went up on me massive show.
There's also a difference between like masturbating to like show off and masturbate and like really masturbate. I know,
right?
When you're like, when your neck is like this.
Wait, you guys aren't, you guys don't look like that when you masturbate for real?
Your face down in the pillow.
I masturbate bent over in the shower. I guess
if I'm sending a video of myself jerking off to a girl, usually I'm like standing up like slow stroking. Really getting a good angle. Like that doesn't, that's not going to make me have an orgasm. If I'm jerking off by myself, it's me going,
that's so
funny. So I lay a towel on my stomach.
I know. I'm always like punching my dog. I'm like, put it out. It's not your time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I love masturbating.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's a good time. It's a good time. Yeah. So that was, I mean, there's been a couple times where I tried to be scammed. They got my credit card information. Another time I was horny on the road. And it wasn't even OnlyFans. It was like a chick that I knew on Instagram. This is another scam that they do a lot where they'll create a profile for like, it'll just be another profile for Katie Boyle.
Yeah, that they've done that with mine.
Right, and it'll be like, check out my OnlyFans.
Oh no, that's different. But that happened to one of the girls I know and some of the guys went to sign up.
Of course, I did this. I did it. And it wasn't even OnlyFans. It was like an off-brand OnlyFans. This just chick, I was like, this chick's an OnlyFans? Fuck yeah, I was horny in a hotel.
Yeah.
And I went to go sign up for it and I put my credit card information. Same thing, it was like, wrong credit, you got declined. I was like, I didn't get declined. That's my correct credit card.
Oh, no, you're
ringing your bank and stuff.
Oh, my three God. Times. And then I was like, God damn it, I went to jerk off. And then I'm horny. So I just jerk off the porn and I go to sleep. Then I wake up and I got like 10 charges on my card. They canceled the card because they knew it was obviously a scam. But it was like they were buying things from Amazon and sending it to themselves. And I was like, fuck. And that just ruined your time because you have to cancel your card. Now I'm on the road with no ATM card because I got scammed being a horny fucking loser.
Wow.
Yeah.
James is so fucked. Gotta teach him stuff.
Just like OnlyFans with a Z, was it? OnlyFans.
Yeah. It was like some off brand.
He goes,
shit.
And it's just ceiling fans. I can't come to these.
They're OnlyFans. What?
Who comes to this?
Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Couple attacked by a bobcat.
I saw that. The video's crazy.
Does it live or does it die? I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Let's go.
Does it live or does it die? Yeah, let's go.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Sorry.
Does it live or does it die?
We're just staring at their face.
We're all just on our phones.
Irish Joey, what are you doing? All right, how about get out of the chat and start fucking pulling up the videos that we asked you to pull up, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I'm watching Irish Joey chat with everyone while we're waiting for a video to be pulled up.
Are you jealous of his quitwick, his rapier's wit?
His quitwick. You dumb asshole.
I said quickwick.
You said quick quit.
I probably did.
Quitwick.
All right, watch the bobcat.
Quitwick. Go ahead, bobcat.
What is a bobcat,
Christy,
by the way?
And Happy Wade at their
he was
home
in the Police
Bird
Academy movies?
First nice. Off, Ellie, are bobcat the- Goldwick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. They were attacked by Bobcat Goldwing. I don't know, what was his character was a retard.
I can't even remember his voice.
It's on her. Okay, so watch on the left side. She's gonna come.
Cat, because I know what a cat sounds like, but it sounded like a very angry cat.
So when Christy backs up to see what it makes. Is,
the face of this Bobcat came around the corner of the
car. It was a Bob Kelly cat. It was like, dude.
Yeah. Street. And I kind of drug it with me and it crawled up my back.
Christy's husband, Happy, heard the scream and immediately knew
that's
something
terrifying.
Was hurting his wife.
Dude,
he
let's
came
go.
Running around the car.
I just remember seeing this face and it was trying to bite her right there in the side of the neck.
Yes.
Wow. And so I shoved my arm in, and that's how I ended up with it like this.
He's a good husband.
I'm holding this
thing. He is a good husband.
And at that point, I say, oh, my God.
Oh, it's biting and scratching him. That sucks.
And he choked.
Oh, it sucks so bad. It looks like so painful, dude.
He knew something had to be wrong with the animal.
That cat has COVID.
It had to have had something. And so I figured it was rabies.
Jesus. The cat bit Happy three times while he was holding it.
Wow.
And I could literally feel the tooth on my knuckle.
So good. He tried to get it as far away from him and his wife as he
fires it away.
I thought, I'll throw it this way. Two options. One, it'll see an escape route and it'll take off. Or it'll stop just a moment where I can get a good shot at it.
The cat then comes back in the direction of the house instead of to the woods. Happy finally shot the animal because he knew something was wrong with it.
He just has a gun in his pocket.
Tests later confirmed the bobcat had rabies.
Whoa! It was a rabid bobcat?
Rabies.
If it attacked somebody else and I didn't do something morally...
Buddy, shut the fuck up. You could have shot the bobcat the second it was attacking your wife.
Yeah.
You don't need to go through the beats as to why you were justified in killing this rabid animal.
Like, there's people with like picket signs on his front lawn. People for Bobcat.
BLM, Bobcat Lives Matter.
Nice.
They do. Well.
Good shot, then. It must be a good shot to catch a fucking...
Yep, it's moving.
Yeah.
How big are Bobcats? They're not that big, huh?
But even a scary little cat are scary when they... We have a neighbor... Spanish cat.
Is it Asian or Spanish?
She gets so nervous. It's because Katie literally is racist.
How do you know it's Spanish?
You see, by the way, you see when Katie has a racist thought, she has to stop herself.
Yeah.
She's like, show me neighbor.
Little spit kitty.
She, my neighbor. I just want to say I have a neighbor, and that's all I'll say about her.
My neighbors are Spanish, but they keep screaming. And then I asked my roommate what they're saying. And one was, she was saying, put down the cat, don't stab it with the knife. And so there's a lot of like, and then that cat sometimes comes into the hallway. And I went to pet it once and it like attacked me. And I've never been attacked by a cat. So, and it was scary. It bit me and everything. It was, but it, you know, sometimes there's a knife incident. So.
Yeah,
a knife. Is, the Spanish people be stabbing.
I don't know, but that's what my roommate.
Domestic cat, bobcat, mountain lion.
Nice. What's the deal with?
I'd fuck up a bobcat.
Is a bobcat just like a domestic cat that got loose, kind of, and then evolved?
It was before it became a domestic cat.
Huh?
It's before it became a domestic cat. Yeah, like mama elephant.
Yeah, but sometimes there's like wild hogs and shit that used to be.
No, they were wild. Before, and then became pigs.
I'm aware that can happen majority of the time with evolution, Katie. But I'm saying it's also
like
happening.
He's still an ape.
Domestic animals have gotten loose and then they...
Call him, you are the bobcat to Katie's domesticated cat.
You're a wild hog.
You're a wild hog.
I'm a wild hog.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
All right, look, we're going to fucking wrap this one up here. This has been a fun 420 Irish celebration. I've had a really good time with you guys today.
I would have smoked.
We're going to smoke. We can't smoke in the studio. Ralph got mad at me last time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh, is he your fucking father?
Sounds like it.
You little bitch.
No, but I promised him that I just wouldn't. He's like,
you know,
I can't tell you not to. You're half owner. He's like, but can you just please not? And I was like, fine, I won't.
Yeah.
And then I did it the next day. And then I felt really bad.
Oh, you got the guilt. Are you Catholic?
I was raised Catholic.
See, you can't do anything. It's so annoying.
I know.
Just repent.
And I get off on the guilt. That's where I get. What I do.
If they caught your masturbation video, it's just like a cross.
Yeah.
I've got rosary beads up my ass. Rip them out.
The original anal beads.
He's got like Eucharist on his nipples.
All right. Look, you guys are the best. Thank you guys. Please support all of these Irish cunts. Karen Fian, Katie Boyle, Colin Turrell. Just the fucking best.
Are we locking in San Diego?
I will lock in San Diego.
Wait, I want to go to San Diego.
No. Katie, you're coming too.
Yay!
Everyone's coming. She goes, I'm funny. All right, guys, thank you so much. Have a happy 420. Enjoy your Irish soda bread. Have a great day. Good night.
That's all, folks.
All right, guys, before we go, check out this clip from this great podcast called Quantum Week. It's a podcast where they take a random week and review the popular movies and music from that time. Check out the clip, and if you like them, please go subscribe anywhere you can download podcasts.
Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
This is an excellent movie. It's going to hit my top five.
Wow. Yeah. So there's no movie I love more that I have more problems with, if that makes any sense.
All right, we'll have to go through. I think I'm overlooking some stuff just because it's so stunning and some of the performances are so fucking amazing.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. It's to my top like 35.
There's some scenes here where I'm like, this is just master cinematography. Oh. Like just some
and
amazing
direction.
It's really
more direction than cinematography, I think. But
it's both. In fact, I was like, this got nominated.
Famously got nominated 10 times.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, this got nominated for cinematography too. And I was like, oh, what else beat this out? And of course, it's Road to Perdition. I'm like, okay, that's fine. All's right in the world. But beyond that, there's not much else that was better that year in terms of cinematography.
Oh, that was better. I think it's more of a directing feat than a cinematography feat in this case, especially with